Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The world is filled with untalented people who think they're talented. I, on the other hand, I got a talent that I send out to the world, and it gets people excited. Yes. That's the way it is. What you can't do is you can't doubt yourself. I hit my finger.
Oh, the finger.
Oh, my God. Oh,
this was my tell late in the gig. If I was really into the hooch, everything would work. My hands would work. My meter was perfect.
Yeah.
I didn't have any problem. My right foot, my bass pedal, would the Irish whiskey would get to my right leg and go, stop.
This gentleman stares at the bottle as it's coming to him, and it strikes him straight in the forehead.
Oh, no.
That's not funny. Oh, God. Oscar.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podville Center in Washington, D.C., also Southwest Florida, and all over the world. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're enjoying our second decade of the show that's become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, Wadmalaw Island, South Carolina, Frankfurt, Germany, Jackson, Wyoming, Eggertsville, New York, and Dingle. The Dingle Peninsula, Dingle Island.
The very festival.
That's right.
Before we get started with the show, I do want to remind you that we started it yesterday, and it's going on right now. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You've been waiting for it. You've been asking for it. And now you've got it.
I didn't know you were going to
do it. Did I catch you by surprise?
You did a little bit. Yes, you did. But, Mike, we can do it.
You've been waiting for it. You've been asking for it. And now...
Yes.
You got it.
You do have it. You have it right here.
It's the 2021 Fruitcake Futures. Time to place your order for the taste treat that has a flavor synonymous with the holidays. And Yuletide cheer. After one taste, your taste buds will be happy and your heart will be even happier knowing that you supported your favorite podcast. Whether you order the deluxe or the super premium package, you'll rest easy knowing you helped us out with our annual fundraiser. Every bite will be perfect because Rob wouldn't have it any other way. Act now because time is limited. Buy now and savor later. They taste even better than you remember them. Hit up MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner. And every purchase supports TMOS. It's our fundraiser, guys.
Do it.
TMOS. It's our fundraiser, guys. Tribute to Tom Gavin. TMOS Fruitcake Futures, our most sincere thanks for supporting TMOS. We are very, very happy about it. Before we get to our talking head, I want to just mention that, talked a lot about it yesterday, 1978, in a way. Another ghost
erased.
Has been erased, eradicated with the Red Sox victory over the Yankees last night. A lot of fun and really kind of I don't want to call it a laugher, as my father used to say. It was a laugher. but it was certainly...
It was dicey at a moment.
It was a little dicey, but not dicey like those games normally are.
I texted you during the dicey moment just...
Did you really? I missed your text.
Yeah, I figured.
The dicey moment. I'm over here now.
Well, I wanted to do shtick with Mike.
Oh, no. You don't do shtick during
it's a one game playoff.
You don't
I'm
do
not
it.
Doing
you
it.
Don't
I'm
do
not,
it.
You know, Cerrito texts him every Sunday.
I texted Cerrito last night about
it'll
his new
be
name.
All right.
You're different than Jimmy.
They lose all. I'm not different. I am. I'm Latin. He's a white man.
Exactly.
Yes. Right, Pony? Last time I checked.
I think so.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, great to have Pony
so
here.
Yeah, thanks for nothing.
Something's really weird with my texting, if you texted me last night, because I didn't get it.
Oh, I texted you a bunch of stuff last night.
Nope.
Selfies?
Oh, I found some more Urban Meyer video. I was like, let me share this with the friends.
The last text I got, hold on.
Well, you were on the group text for the early start today. That was fine.
Yeah. I sent you a
that
text.
That was 12:40 a.m. I got a text from you about... Fruitcake Futures.
The banner.
Artwork.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, the banner. Got that. But before that, I texted you. I said, I'm watching the game.
Did you send it to me personally?
Yes. a direct message to my friend Mike O'Mara, and I sat there as I was here in the building watching the game while I was doing some TPS reports, and I said, well, maybe he'll write back.
All right, no. So at 10:01, at 10:01, you sent me, I'm watching the game.
Yeah, .. Because
that's it.
Yeah, that was it. And I was waiting for some engagement, and I had 3 gifts laid out that I was going to send to you. With
your pre-show prep?
Oh, my God. I had, like, side eyes. Because the Yankees had two, you know, they actually, it wasn't looking good.
Well, yeah, but you did prep. I think that's
I had
cute.
Some prep for shtick for my
All
friend
All right, why
Mike
didn't
O'Mara.
I get that on my regular feed? Why do I get Rob and Oscar up at the top?
Oh, you updated.
Oh.
And now I'm hidden in your important people. That's what it is. How many bubbles do you have up top?
2, Rob and Oscar.
Yeah, so we are the most important people you text with.
Thank you.
Right now, up top, let's pull up your phone. Let's see.
Got it.
This is a window into our soul.
Yeah.
Mike, the 3 people I have at the top of my text are Ponyboy, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara, and Charlie Burney.
Okay, so why did that
none.
Block you from
getting... You have
none
because you communicate with no one.
Well, I communicate with everybody. Look at this.
Why did that block? Why did I not get your text?
You didn't block. It's hidden now at the top. If you click on me.
Oh, it's like highlighted.
Yeah, I'm highlighted because I'm the.
It's useless to be highlighted when I'm not getting your text.
I bet
this
there's a way
the
out
technology.
Of this.
This is Apple doing it again. I've had it. And by the way, it only took me 4 hours to figure out how to get that artwork onto my Facebook page.
I also emailed
because
it.
Facebook, when it used to be drag and click and stuff like that. Anyway, don't get me on.
No.
Congratulations.
Don't get me
back
on.
To the game.
Yes,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's great.
Very happy. Sorry, Yankee fans.
You said it was going to be a sober evening, Mike. You're going to focus on the game.
I couldn't. Not today. I'm wiped out as it is today. So,
just
I mean,
for sleep?
There's no way. I didn't know alcohol did not touch my lips last night because I just figured too much going on.
Was Carla involved in the joy?
Yeah. By the way, our shows this week, as far as scheduling is, it's like a James Bond martini, shaken not stirred.
It is.
We're kind of scattered, but it is. It was fun, but I want to get this guy because, all right, this is for Red Sox fans. You have the ESPN telecast.
Yes,
that's what you have. Let me put that in there because I'm paranoid about that.
I'm hoping
Wednesday.
You had the same thought I did. Did you watch the game, Rob?
I checked in on the score once, only because I knew.
Why did we even ask?
No, because if
why do we
because
even ask
if
him?
The Red Sox had lost,
yes,
and I had watched the game, it would have been my fault.
No,
yes,
that's overly paranoid.
No, you
that's
have
to overly
we were,
paranoid.
Well, we were both prepared for Grumpy Mike.
Well, yeah, I did look into the score.
It
and
would
I
not have been your fault.
Okay,
it would not have been fun. No,
there's
you don't
Grumpy
like
Cat.
Sports.
Yeah,
Grumpy
that would
Mike.
Be tedious. There's no way you could experience that pain in your life
Mike.
Of sitting there and watching an entire baseball
game. I watched the Murder Show last night, and I watched 2 episodes of Seinfeld. Now that it's on Netflix, no.
You got a lot of supporters
episodes.
Out there with your Murder Show with the Steve Martin
short
show.
Yeah, only murders in the building.
I thought it was only murders in the loft.
No, only murders in the building.
A lot of people love it. A lot of people love that. So I get it. It's just not. It's
the
not
mobbers.
My cup of tea.
No, it's not
mobbers.
Really. I don't think
but
so.
But people like what he likes.
I wish people liked what I like space.
I wish more people liked what I like, but it doesn't happen.
No,
you know, really. I mean, you just have to get used. To
maybe we should be a little more like Pony. Like, just be resigned to like if you're not into Asian animations.
No, there's a subset of people on that listen to this show. All right, and I don't want to delay our guest anymore because we told him we'd come right to him.
Right,
but there's a subset
Rob's
of people.
Brother.
If you lay low and you're not out front and you don't participate that much, they're absolutely passionately in love with you. We've had that experience on our show forever. Yeah. That's where the love for Pony is. The Pony doesn't come in very often.
No.
And then that's
that.
And then
boat.
When he gets the education thing,
he works for Pony.
You know, people are very, very happy. So he's here today, right? Pony is here, or is he?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right,
he's right. People like when someone flies under the radar.
How is the pursuit? No, we'll get to you on another
pursuit
day.
Of happiness.
You know what? Congratulations, Red Sox. I'll rant about the announcer later.
Okay,
I got a lot to manage on the show today. Let's bring in our talking head, ladies and gentlemen. The talking head today is Eric Ford. Eric, another Ford. So many Fords.
Yes.
Eric has been with us since the 1980s when he first met Mike at a World of Wheels show at the DC Armory. Mike gave him a rubber all-hit 105 WAVA keychain. Wow, that's a long time. Because kids love keychains. He grew up in Herndon, Virginia. Hi, Jimmy. Good luck with your new knee, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
New knees.
Yeah. And he's been a TMOS podcast listener since 2013. He has been to two of our live shows, the State Theater and the Improv. He is a thank you for that. He is a project manager for an IT service provider. Fun. And Rob put that in there. And currently lives in Boyce, Virginia, a suburb of Winchester, if such a thing is possible. Did you put that in there, too?
I did put that in.
With his wife, Tiffany. He met Tiffany on AOL back in 1996 when he had to still pay by the minute to court her. They have two dogs, Dante and Levi the puppy, and two cats, Sam and Kylo. He has two sons in college. Ethan is 21. Isaac is 18. He once won the Walmart PA Challenge game. Oh, that's easy. Right there, I love the guy because that's... That's a real, like, listener challenge to do that correctly, and that's awesome. On the old D&M show, but Eric is prouder to be one of the all-time greatest TMOS podcast callers ever. We have a clip. Do you want to play the clip now,
or should we wait till later? We can sit on it for a sec, but it is a great clip. I very much enjoyed it.
Like everyone else in the world, Eric has a podcast. He celebrates music. Eric is an amateur musician, guitar, who has a tangential relationship. That might be the word I found.
Tangential.
It. Tangential. Tangential.
It hurts my mouth to say.
He distant. Has a tangential relationship distant. With the tangential. Crap Blues Band. Wow, that's fascinating. His favorite part of the TMOS are Bing Crosby. And Wayne Newton impressions. And our talking head once helped Steve Guttenberg get away with a misdemeanor in Utah. Intrigued? You should be. Wow. Now, here's Eric. Eric Ford, welcome to the Mike O'Meara Show. How are you?
Good morning.
So your podcast. That's a, that looks like your, is that your man cave that you have there? Your studio, office,
this is,
all that?
Yeah. Home office. You could call it that's a studio, nice. I guess. Sure.
Full it's personality.
Very
I like
cool.
it.
Yeah.
You know.
Thank you.
Is there a, do you hear my lawnmower?
Oh, I thought here? Perhaps a bus was coming to pick Eric up.
Yeah. It's just after 9 o'clock, they say. 400 houses, 400 doors. It's like, where's the one?
That's nothing we can't filter out in post.
I don't hear a thing.
Just kidding.
We taped it late yesterday and early today, so sometimes things get a little messed up here. So he'll be gone probably by the end of the show. Welcome, everyone. Eric, let me ask you a question. What is the thing that separates your call from every... Is this when we were doing the phone calls on the show
yes.
that were left answering machines? I have to hear that clip before we start.
Okay, what it is, Mike, it was a live call. And do you remember we went through an era when we were fascinated with the Pat Neely show? Family Dollar show?
Safe to Win.
Oh, yeah,
Safe
yeah.
To
Family, win. Family Dollar, soap.
Yeah,
Family Dollar toothpaste.
I don't know if we'll get to the whole clip here, but I do want to tell you, this was not set up. This happened organically and live on the show.
I will end this when it should be ended. Your next year up, caller. Go ahead.
Family Gourmet Whole Kernel Corn.
Family Gourmet Whole Kernel Corn.
He's got him. This is Dyson his crib if he doesn't have the detail. Well, I'm not ending it. Okay, see how long we can last. Go ahead. I feel like we might be getting to the finish line.
Holiday gift bag.
It's a holiday gift bag.
All right, pause it and explain what we're doing here, Rob.
Okay.
Because people need some context.
There was this horrible game show called Save to Win. It was hosted by Pat Neely, and it was really just a half-hour infomercial for this dollar store. Mm-hmm. And we isolated all the products that they would sell, and I had a sound.
The Neelys were a Food Network show, I
yeah,
believe.
Yeah, they were.
And they were
and wife.
Chefs and restaurant owners from a certain part of the country, and they... I think they eventually divorced.
Yes,
because
I
we
right.
always thought they were so over the top, syrupy sweet. It's like, I'm coming to get you, baby. Yes. You know, that type of thing. And it was like gross.
Manufactured.
Because it was manufactured. And then he got, at the height of their fame, he got a game show, right?
And it was a horrible game show, and we were fascinated with it for a hot minute. And I had isolated all of these products that they were giving away, and I had a soundboard, and we'd play them ad nauseum. So when Eric called in, he just started reading the products, and because I had the soundboard, it got to be sort of like a call and answer thing.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's on you again, caller.
Kingsford Charcoal Lighter.
Kingsford Charcoal Lighter.
Wow. This is a blast. We did not set this up. This is not a setup. You're up, caller.
Family Gourmet Jalapeno Slices.
Family Gourmet Jalapeno Slices.
And it goes on and on, but and we were able to do a call and answer, and he reminded me of it.
This wasn't a call-in day either. You guys had days where people would call in. You guys were on a subject. You were talking about car washes, and I just was like, this is a perfect opportunity. I'm going to call, and I called you guys. Luckily, Mike noticed it. He's like, why am I getting a call? What is going on? He picked it up, and I just went right into it.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was
great.
I forgot that we've had so many incarnations of this being my favorite, obviously, of getting one listener and just talking to him and finding out about your life and all that. But, we did have different iterations. That's when we were playing, phone calls with people, and it was fun. It was a lot
good
of fun.
90 days.
And we also did play Save to Win on the show a couple times. I think Oscar won.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you grew up in Jimmy Land in Herndon, Virginia.
Yep,
and you are still in, you're outside of Winchester, suburb, Boyce, Virginia. Wouldn't it, as opposed to a suburb of Winchester, wouldn't it be more like Boyce is rural? Is it not? Isn't that rural? Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful Virginia countryside? I love that part of the world out there.
Actually, my house backs up to 150 acre farm where there's cows, and so my neighbors are cows, basically.
Has COVID ruined your neighborhood? Has everybody moved out there and bought homes?
Well, the neighborhood I'm in, it's actually one of the very few actual neighborhoods in Boyce. Most of Boyce is mountains and. But yeah, there actually has been a lot of, my wife's actually in real estate, and actually has been an uptick.
It's worked out for her.
Yeah.
Sales. Mm-hmm. It has worked out for her.
Down here, as far as Florida is concerned, there is no availability of anything. I mean, it's stunning.
The market's hot right now. Very
hot. That's nationwide, right? Absolutely nationwide, you know? And Rob and Oscar, you guys are frozen.
We're frozen. We're back.
We're back,
baby.
The real estate market's gone absolutely insane. And so you dabble in the podcast world. You want to plug your podcast? Give us a little plug here.
I liked Oscar's reaction when you mentioned that. It was,
That's sweet.
Well, because a music podcast.
Everyone has a podcast.
is a snowball into the sun. I imagine if you've been doing for this long.
Can I be honest with you? And with my petty world, I mean, my world is small, and the podcast is, as far as the rung of the showbiz ladder, being down here, I'm fiercely protective of it. You know, somebody pops a promo for a podcast. Hey, that was fun. Hope you enjoyed that friendship. Here we go. So this is a golden opportunity.
Let's get you some subscribers.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's called Somewhere in Time. SomewhereinTimePodcast.com is, you can find us online there. All of our episodes streaming there.
Subscribe right now.
It's very fun. It's me and my friends. We just get together. We take milestone anniversaries of albums. So we're doing like a run of albums that are 30 years old right now.
I'm going to unsubscribe right now.
That is terrible.
You know what's scary, Mike, is we were talking yesterday. He said, we're celebrating the 30th anniversary of an album that came out in 1991. I said, no. Nothing from 1991 can be 30 years old.
It's so soul crushing, and that is just as you move, as I do, being the elder statesman of the show, towards the get off my lawn age, like that. What, so 30-year-old albums? Give us the what are some of the biggies?
I'm a hard rock metal guy. Metallica's Black Album came out in 91. But you had Nevermind. I think you guys just talked about it on the show recently. Yeah. Nevermind by Nirvana came out. Soundgarden's Bad Motorfinger,
Blood Sugar Sex Magic,
Sugar Sex Magic, 10 by Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam's debut album came out in 1991. This was kind of the big surge of grunge. That's when it hit. I mean,
when did Peanut Butter Happy Powder come out?
I don't know what that is. 1973, okay. I'm going to guess.
This is impressive. 70 episodes.
Wow, really?
Very impressive.
That puts him in different
great work.
Elevated air.
At a different five level. Stars. Yeah.
What was the statistic you gave me about podcasts about how many of them are one and done? That when they talk about the hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there, people that do it one time.
The number might have changed in the last calendar year, but there is an active movement right now by these platforms to take away and delist these one podcast publishings that are out there.
Because they're just taking up space.
Mm-hmm. And I think the top 15% of podcasts, if you're going to be in the top 15% overall, if you're just measuring your numbers, the rule of thumb is that you're getting roughly if you get 5,000 downloads per episode, you're already in the top 15%.
Okay.
That's how top heavy this industry is. But frequency is key. 70 episodes. On
good.
Your own.
Yeah. On you. Attaboy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. And it's purely for fun. We're not trying to monetize or anything. It's just a way to get together with friends and hang out. I mean, that's all it is.
Well, we are, Eric. So,
yeah, so
please
get out of our way.
Yeah.
So what we're feeding our families.
I'm not even close to in your way. Don't worry about that.
So when you say you're an amateur musician, have you gigged? Have you gone out and gigged anywhere?
I've been on lots of bands since, 16 years old and just... I'm not gigging currently, but I've been in lots of cover bands in the area. There's a couple of original bands. I mean, my dream when I was, a 20-year-old was to be a musician full time. But as I was delivering dry cleaning and my wife was pregnant with our second child, I pretty much realized, okay, I need to find a career now. This music thing is not going to cut it. So, so that's when I went into IT and I was,
So IT, you're certainly in the right area for that, being in the DC area with it. But when you call, if you've gotten a paying gig and somebody's given you money to play music, you are a pro. You are a professional musician because that's rarefied air as well. So don't sell yourself short on that. What is your relationship with the crap blues band? Because, as many times as we gigged and then it became like 5 or 6 marriages. And, I didn't work out marriages in those days either, but it worked out for a few people in my band. Some people found love. But anyhow, sorry.
I guess the question was, when did you get tangentially connected to the band?
Can you thumbnail that for us?
Yeah, it's kind of a 2 degrees of separation there. But I have a friend of a friend. His name is Tom Rhodes. He's actually a very good musician out of San Francisco, but he grew up in the Centerville area. I guess he saw you guys at a gig, maybe in the Shark Club in Centerville. I'm not sure if that's correct or not, but
sounds about right.
So I guess one of the band members found out this guy plays guitar and he's a really good guitar player, and somebody invited him up on stage and he actually played a couple songs with you guys at the Shark Club in Centerville. So this great guitar player, Tom Rhodes / songwriter, musician, vocalist, he's fantastic. I highly recommend his stuff, but anyway. Yeah, he came up and soloed with you guys, and apparently he did well enough to get a second song with you guys. So,
Oh, wow.
I like that.
Depending on what set it was, will be whether I remember. And obviously, it must have been late in the show.
Probably the third set. Had a few.
I remember one band rehearsal, and it was an Irish whiskey world back then.
Yes.
That's what we were doing. We were doing the hard Irish whiskey, and I came down, and there may have been 4 bottles of Irish whiskey at various levels that were just down in my basement where we gigged down there.
God.
It was not like we drank them all. It's just they were all at different. We were drinking that. I remember this was my tell late in the gig. If I was really into the hooch, I would everything would work. My hands would work. My meter was perfect.
Yeah.
I didn't have any problem. My right foot, my bass pedal. Mm. Would the Irish whiskey would get to my right leg and go, stop. The Irish whiskey would tell my right leg, stop functioning.
So that was your bass drum? So when you were really hammered.
I would be
hammered.
Flopping it. Yeah, okay, so if you're doing a bass pedal, it's like boom, da, boom, da, boom, boom, da, boom, 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 da, boom, 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 da, boom, 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 da. Second set, lots of Irish whiskey, it would be boom, 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 boom. Late, almost at the end of the gig, it would be boom. Boom, 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 boom. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you feel me?
Yeah, oh, the drunker you got, the thinner the sound of the band.
Oh, my God. It was horrible. But you know what it's like. It's a it's just a thrill. Everybody that has any interest in music at all, especially disc jockeys, radio people, you know, Joe Scarborough, you know, he's got his band that goes out there. Every, you know, we want to be... you know, we got into broadcasting probably because a little bit of us wants to be that person on the stage in the stadium and do that. And you have to be phenomenally talented to do that. So it's cool that you're still gigging a little bit and having fun with that. I want to hear about the Gutenberg story as far as
that's
when
a good
you
closer,
says
Mike.
Here you once helped Steve Gutenberg get away with a misdemeanor in Utah, of all places.
I mentioned I met my wife in 96 online. She lived in Utah. I was up here in Virginia. I actually moved out and lived in Utah for 7 months in 1997.
What part?
I lived in Orem, which is about 30 miles south of Salt Lake City. Great. So it's right near Provo.
Okay.
So close to Provo. But this was at a ski resort up near, actually in Park City. So my mother-in-law, my wife's mother, was going to a job interview with this really fancy ski resort up in Park City. I think, like, really nice area. I've never been to Park City, but, you know, I think Robert Redford has a house up there. Anyway,
yeah, the money out west, I found that out with my Western swing. The money at these ski resorts is just, it's everybody else that lives around the surrounding areas. And then you get to these little, you know, bastions of phenomenal wealth. And I get it. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so she's going to this job interview at this ski resort, and we went with her, and it was at this really nice resort, and we walk in, and just blown away by the place, and as we're walking around, we happen to pass by, I'm like, holy crap, that was Steve Gutenberg, what the hell? So we see him walking out to this really nice deck balcony area, so we kind of just, you know, followed him out there a little bit, just, I wasn't really going to say anything.
Stalked him, come on.
I was, okay, yeah, sure.
Johnny Five.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. So I walk out there and there's like, this is the middle of the day. There's nobody out there. And we're just kind of hanging out, enjoying the view. And I, out of the corner of my eye, I see him kind of sneak over to the corner, kind of look around, pull out a little doobie, start lighting up.
Sparking up with Gutenberg, having his own little cocoon joint.
I'm like, well, I'm not going to say anything.
No,
it's you know, so you don't do his thing.
Do what you want.
Yeah, man.
But you are in Utah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the other weird thing. Yeah, I was in Utah of all places. Well, this was
did
happening.
You ever make contact? Do you make contact?
I did not. I didn't say anything. No, we were, you know, we just kind of walked away at that point. But yeah,
so you let him get away basically as you were staring at him and you decided not to call the police.
Yeah. He gave Mahoney cover.
Exactly.
Mahoney. Right. I was the lookout. I was his lookout.
Basically. Yeah, you don't narc on
how many
the
years ago was this that
this
you
was
saw?
1997.
So, long time ago.
Great year.
Okay. So he was still probably in the Cocoon. Was the Cocoon franchise
police
still
academy.
Chugging at that particular?
In the heat of Police Academy.
Was it the heat of Police Academy?
I'm sorry. Short Circuit.
Oh, great film. Great film. Motion picture.
This may have been like Police Academy 6 or something.
Right. Yeah. You know, the first thing you told us, Eric Ford, is that you met me at a World of Wheels show at the DC Army. And I'm going to tell you, that all hit 105 key tag, that plastic key tag, was one of my favorite. I don't have any. I don't have one.
I wish I had mine still.
It's, wasn't that a great... Rob, do you remember that all hit 105 WAVA key tag?
Was it a round one?
It was in the shape of the logo. It was
a cutout. Oh, man, I wish I had one.
Phenomenal WAVA logo.
I think I have a round
so
one, but I don't
perfect.
Have that. That is a great one. Great station.
It was really, really cool. So no kids, just Dante. You have two kids that are grown. So you're all done now, right?
We're good. They're in college. They're both going to, one's up in Pennsylvania going to college. The other one's going to a local community college here. But, you know, we encouraged that. He didn't know what he wanted to do. I'm like, if you don't know what you want to do.
Slow roll it.
Yeah.
Either one of them musically inclined at all, like daddy?
They both are very much. Actually, my son, my oldest, Ethan, was originally going to go to music full time. He played viola in high school. And my younger Isaac, he's kind of a savant. He picked up the piano and guitar like that. Like, it was crazy. He would hear a song, take it over the piano, and just start by ear, just start plucking away, you know, figuring it out.
That's got to feel really cool.
I talk about how smart my son Michael is. He has not picked up the piano like that. It's warfare every Saturday going to piano lessons, but there's a slow but steady improvement. That, I mean, I hear there's certain things that he plays when he's just in a bad mood and he wants to get it over
yeah,
with
sure.
fast. And I was like,
twinkle,
that was
twinkle,
fantastic.
Little star.
I'm angry.
He plays angry, just like his mother does the dishes. All right. Before we let you go, Eric, anybody you want to say hello to out in Radio Land?
Sure. Yeah. Of course. My wife, Tiffany. Two boys, Ethan, Isaac. Hello, guys. My co-hosts on the podcast, Tim, Joe, Keith. Hope you're all doing well.
Cool. Having a wife named Tiffany, does that put any pressure on you when it comes to gift season? Do you have to buy the stuff with the blue paper or whatever? Do you have to do that?
A little bit.
Okay. Good. Well, Tiffany, thank you. Continued success to you. Congratulations. Thank you for all the
Eric,
support for
yeah,
so
Eric, you're awesome.
Many, many years.
Super sweet.
And
thank you, guys.
Will you be gigging anywhere around the area anytime soon where people can come out and see your band?
No, I'm not really gigging anymore. So it's not really, no.
The podcast is your outlet
just
now.
Download the podcast. Yeah. Check out the podcast. That's
all right, check them out. So. Eric Ford, thank you very much. We have to take a break. Appreciate
Thanks,
that.
Guys.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate that. That's Eric Ford, our talking head. Hey, it's Steve Guttenberg smoking a doobie.
I love that.
That's awesome. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. The homepage coming up next right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, and our thanks once again to Mr. Eric Ford.
Hello, fans. Welcome to ESPN College Game Day. We're coming to you today from beautiful Morgantown, West Virginia, for what should be an excellent matchup between the WVU Mountaineers and the Red Raiders of Texas Tech. I'm Mark Riddell, and I'm joined in the broadcast booth by my partner in college football excellence, calling the X's and O's, as always, Carrie Spiewak.
I wanted to say boys and guys. And I said them at the same time.
Mountaineers with the ball. They take it up the gut for a gain of 5 yards.
I get it.
Yeah, you are so right. That's why I love working with you. You're the best in the business.
Don't show me what to do. I'm a woman. I make babies.
You're right, Gary. I should mention our sponsor. Game Day is brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Shop Target and Walmart through the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com for all your Game Day tailgating needs. For Gary Spiewak and myself, thanks for tuning in.
Twitch with the turnaround.
I know, right?
Baby. Oh, my God. Hey, everybody. The 10-year Treasury, which mortgage rates follow, has moved off its lows. That indicates interest rates may be rising soon. So what does this mean for you? Well, if you haven't taken advantage of the low rates and the increase in your home's equity by now, I have to ask you, why?
Great
read. Why?
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
With record low interest rates and the availability of all this equity, you can pay off credit cards, student loans, remove PMI, or complete the home improvement project you've been putting off and make it all tax deductible. You have to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial today. Cornerstone First is a direct lender, which means they have their own money so they can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor, whether it's a purchase or a refinance. Call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. It's not a question of if, but when these rates will go back up. So do you and your family a favor and call today, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. They're good people. You'll love them as much as we have.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Well, Gwyneth Paltrow pops on the news periodically because of her fabulous company. What's it called? Goop. Sorry
Goop.
About that.
Bob Goop.
Yes, the latest product to come from Gwyneth Paltrow and her Goop team is a female supplement called DTF. Yes, it does stand for down to...
Yeah.
The supplement is meant to boost women's sexual desire, arousal, and mood. Gwyneth said in the press release, quote, "We're not ashamed to say we wanted to help shifting our sex drive into gear. Everyday stress and anxiety, hormonal fluctuations, and fatigue can all impact female libido and sexual health." Mm. Oh, Gwyneth.
Is it Blythe Danner endorsed?
Blythe Danner.
Isn't that Gwyneth, that's her mom, Blythe, right?
Yeah. Sea Spray, all the other
I thought DTF was on the drink menu at Urban Meyer's.
Urban Meyer's.
Oh, the Chop Pine House. And the Pine House.
Pine House and the Chop House. It's not just about sex. It's about, this is Gwyneth talking, not me. It's not just about sex. It's about supporting our pursuit of more pleasure more often. And yes, we choose to name it DTF. It can be a joke we share.
Jokes!
DTF is in capsule form. It has to be taken twice a day for at least 2 months.
You take it orally, right? Just checking.
He wins.
You want to read the bottle.
It's vegan.
Of course it is.
Gluten and hormone free. 30-day supply, $55. But hey, at least this isn't another $75 candle that smells like Gwyneth's vajayjay. Okay. At least we don't have that. Gwyneth, I led with that. Isn't that
That's
something?
That's nice.
Forbes released its annual list of the 400 wealthiest Americans. And for the first time in 25 years, Donald Trump isn't on it.
This pleases me greatly.
Yeah, I love this because he's probably pissed about this.
Oh, of course.
Ironically, he would have made it if he only listened to ethics officials. They actually urged Trump to sell his real estate assets after he won the election because they presented a potential conflict, but Trump ignored them. Unfortunately for him, those assets tanked during the pandemic, causing Trump's net worth to drop by $600 million. Yeah. I mean, I would think with real estate appreciating in value down here, I'm just surprised at that.
It's,
you know,
it's corporate real estate.
It's a hospitality. No one's going
to the hospitality business. You're right. Thank you, Oscar.
And also, isn't corporate real estate is diving down because no one's coming into work anymore, right?
Yeah, but
a little bit.
But no,
not like the hospitality
hotels.
Business.
Not everybody's going to hotels.
I never found him all that hospitable. Honestly.
Well, his you know, some of his properties are fabulous. I hear it from my golfing buddies all the time.
Yeah, I bet.
Here's a sneaky travel hack making the rounds on social, and it's especially helpful if you're an overpacker. You can effectively bring an extra carry-on bag with you and not be charged for it. All you have to do, this is brilliant, I like this, all you do is pack a bunch of clothes in a pillowcase. Hello? Some woman recently posted about it on TikTok and says it always works.
Oh,
she
yeah.
uses a pillowcase with a zipper so nothing can fall out. It's also got a pattern so it's harder to see through. And bonus, it still works as a pillow.
Yeah.
So it's a pillow. They say you're bringing on a pillow. That's not a good one.
How about we all grow up and pay the extra $25?
Come because on. Some people are trying to pinch pennies, Mr.
Do
Moneybags.
Do you want three pillows on you and the person next to you? You've seen when people blow up even...
Anytime you can stick it to Big Air, I think it's a good thing.
But Mike, you have to remember the bottom line. It's never going to be as comfortable as my pillow.
That's right. What I'd like you to do is jam all your underwear into this pillowcase. You'll fly so comfortably with my pillow. There's a chance the airline will count it as a personal item if they're really dicks.
Yeah.
And charge you if you've got another one. But one person asked her if it really works, and she said, it has worked 7 times in a row.
I always do it. Always.
Always.
When I fly to Miami, I always do it.
A new survey, this is for Rob Spiewak, made an interesting observation about how we determine our favorite seasons.
Okay.
It may seem obvious, but it does make sense. 73% of people say that their seasonal preference is directly tied to how much time they can spend outside in that season.
Okay, that makes sense.
So your favorite season might be fall. If your schedule, hobbies, and lifestyle lead to you spending a lot of time outdoors in October and November. On the flip side, 60% of people say that spring is their least favorite season. And of those people, 64% said they suffer from allergies in the spring.
This
like
makes
you.
Sense, yes.
Exposure.
Winter, just a plain unpopular season. Maybe it's because it's harder for some people to spend a lot of time outdoors. 40% of people picked winter as their least favorite season. Summer was second least favorite with 25% of the vote, followed by spring at 16% and the fall at just 5%. Least favorite. So fall's their favorite. Is that your favorite?
I like winter, but I think it's because fat people like cold.
Yeah, the less we
the
sweat,
cold weather.
The better.
And also it gives us an advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Help, it's dying. I don't know why I did Louis Anderson.
Anderson.
WalletHub put its annual list of safest cities in America based on everything from crime and traffic accidents to financial safety and natural disasters. And cities in the Northeast did well this year. The safest city in America, it always seems to be here. Columbia, Maryland.
Really? Not Boyce, safest Virginia? City.
But is Columbia really even a city? Is that a city?
Well, it's got Meriwether Post.
It's grown up a little bit. It's not. Well, it's safe because it's boring.
Yeah, boring. I suppose. Boring. Rest of the top 10 safest, South Burlington, Vermont. Hi, Cole Burns. Nashua, New Hampshire. There you go. Yonkers, New York. Very surprised at that.
That surprises
anybody that's
me,
driven through. Mad City, Madison, Wisconsin's up there safe. Portland, Maine, love that. Yes. Hi to Teddy and his family up there. Warwick, Rhode Island, Raleigh, North Carolina, Burlington, Vermont, another second time. South Burlington and Burlington, and Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Of the 182 cities they looked at, St. Louis ranked last as the safest. Just behind Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and San Bernardino, California. America's five biggest cities didn't rank high either. New York, L.A., Chicago, Houston, and Phoenix.
Doesn't Portland, Maine go down on the list if Teddy's pissed off, though?
Oh, absolutely. Because he goes out and he rants.
It depends.
All right, now it's time for a little something. A 46-year-old woman in the U.K., named Claire Vickers, recently broke into a water park with her friend, 44-year-old Barry Douglas.
Barry.
So it's Claire and Barry.
Cloud.
It was around 2 in the morning, and they were both drunk. They got in by crawling under a fence. Once they were in, they made their way to a set of water slides, but the water wasn't on. And by the way, for those of you that don't know water slides, you have to have a continuous stream of water flow
to
be able to slide.
It's a special type of water called DTF.
From Goop.
Goop.
So what they did was they splashed some water down one of the slides. Doesn't say how they did that,
okay,
but they made it slick. It was a big yellow slide that's a straight shot.
Okay.
I think those are the kind that you go super fast.
Yeah. Almost a free fall, yeah.
Well, unfortunately, it was dark, and they were too drunk to realize that the end of the slide was blocked off. They both went down and hit a barrier at the bottom that shattered their ankles.
Jesus.
Claire broke one. Barry broke both of his ankles. Neither of them could walk, and no one was around, so they had to bang on the slide. Help us! Help! For help. 2 hours. In 2 hours, they did this until someone heard them. Then it took another hour to get help. This all happened in August, but we're just hearing about it now. The good news is the water park, good people that they are, decided not to press charges.
That's nice.
And if you feel bad for the people, you won't after this. They want to sue the park for not having a security guard or better fencing to prevent them from breaking in.
My God.
They want to sue. They might win under Britain's "We're stupid, so protect us from ourselves" law. So that's it. We got to take a break. When we come back, Rob tells me I'll be able to have him introduce it. He's got a very, very special musical guest.
Quite
again. In the news because there's a new song dropping. Couldn't be more exciting. We'll see if we can connect with this individual. The biggest they come. We'll be right back.
If you missed the latest bonus show, you missed a lot.
Do you believe in disasters?
You know, I'm doing the best I can.
No, you're not.
I feel joy.
Can I get a woot woot
for you?
Jimmy lost his yellow ball.
He's a cancerous hemorrhoid, though.
I'm a friend.
Nobody wants to take a dump with the door open. I've done it.
If you're doing your best just isn't good enough.
Good day, sir.
The TMOS bonus show is your only chance to get that fifth hour of laughs, and it's sent to your device every Friday. Try a week, a month, or splurge for an entire year subscription. Your support keeps that comedy train chugging. Click the bonus show banner, get a subscription, and start laughing now. It's all at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Are you still going to the post office to pay full price for postage? Well, thanks to Stamps.com, you don't have to anymore. Mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay less, a lot less. With discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more, Stamps.com is a must-have for any business. Whether you're a small office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, shipping out orders, or just navigating this hybrid work life, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. Simply use your computer to print print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it, then schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. It's no wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com just like us. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com. There's no risk, and with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale, and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, Oscar, I'm sorry this is not a Zoom, but we couldn't make it happen on Zoom.
No, it's a big deal.
This is a phoner, and she dropped a teaser for her record. She doesn't sing, it's just a little bit of the music, but everyone knows her, everyone loves her, and we're going to speak to her right now. Please say hello via telephone. I believe she's at her cottage, and she's in Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
It's Adele.
Hello?
Hello, Adele.
Adele!
Hello, he's calling, please.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show. You have Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana.
Hello. Yes, I made
Big
a connection.
Fans.
It's so nice to hear from you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for making the time. I'm hearing a little scratching on the line. Is everything okay?
It's a British phone line, love. It's it's always going to sound like that, you know?
Congratulations on the new album.
Yeah, and the new drop.
New music.
Excuse me, I got a bit of a tickle. I got a bit of a tickle in my throat.
A tickle?
I'm excited doing a bit of media. I'm talking with people around the world, and just to get excited about dropping a new song. Thank you so much. Who am I speaking with again?
It's Rob Spiewak and
Oscar Santana.
I'm worried about the tickle.
Hello, boys.
Do you have a sense of smell right now?
It's an interesting question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let me check. Pit one. That's all right. Pit two. I can't really. I think I'm okay. I don't. That's right. You lose your smell.
Right.
You lose your smell. You lose your sense of taste.
Yeah.
Right.
Does food taste different?
I haven't had my breakfast yet. Yeah.
I'm having some
wouldn't know Johnny cakes because she's lost. I think overall. If I'm not mistaken, over 100 pounds. And
thank you.
Rob has
thank
done
you.
This in the past.
Several times.
You have this in common.
Yeah.
It's a battle. It's a battle.
A what?
A battle.
It's a battle.
Oh, battle.
It's
okay.
A battle.
Do you have any tips for
a battle? A battle of discipline. it requires a lot of discipline, you know.
You look great.
Yeah,
thank you.
I've seen pictures.
It's old news.
Good.
It's old news. And I texted Rob not to make any comments like that, but he did anyway. So that's it. But I'm glad you did that 2 minutes in. It's so nice to be on. And it's so nice to get back in the studio, you know.
It is.
It's really, really nice to get back in the studio.
It was. Yeah. Are you working with the same old band? Is there anything new?
Excuse me, just a second, okay. I'm doing a radio interview.
Oh.
I'm doing a bloody radio interview right now, so shut up! Hello, I'm sorry.
Who's
that's
there with
me
you?
Manager. It's me manager, Morty. He's making sure that I'm on
I'm
time.
I'm so happy.
The trains run on time, love. That's it. That's what it
Adele,
is.
I'm so happy you talked to your business manager there. You
thank
of all
you.
People, don't
thank
just
you.
Survive off your touring. You survive off your music. You own your master.
Absolutely. You've got to have some new product out there in the market. You do.
Yeah.
If you don't have in the market, the new product hadn't come out, people forget your name, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, and then you wouldn't have much of a career, would you? It'd be, it's a difficult grind, but you got to do it. And you got to get done because you don't want to people forgetting you, do you now? Right. You don't want people to forget you.
Do you feel any sense of pressure?
Yeah.
From this, you've had so much success.
No, I don't, because I've got, I invest well. I've got a lot of different business interests that keep me going, so it's not that kind of pressure. But the pressure is, I don't want to disappoint my fans.
Mm. So, hold it, you have other businesses
other than
music?
I don't want to disappoint my fans. You understand that, don't you?
Yeah, I do, but you have other businesses? You're sort of like Gwyneth Paltrow in that way. You have other businesses other than the music?
investments.
So, Gwyneth Paltrow has, doesn't she have candles that smell like
yes.
her puffy place? Ain't that right?
Her what?
Puffy place.
Down there, you know.
Yeah.
No, I don't do anything like that, love. I'm a singer. What? That's what I am, first and foremost.
Every great album comes from either breakup or love.
That's true.
There are rumors that you have found love.
Well, I don't kiss and tell.
Kissing what?
I don't kiss and tell.
Oh, tell.
What's the matter with your partner? But that's have a tab of understand English. It's Queen's English I'm speaking right here.
I understand.
I don't want to go into the great detail. The most important thing that I do these little tools when I'm touring around and talking to different people and media like yourselves, I really want to talk about my music and
all
the process that's involved in doing my music.
Now, when you're doing your music, this new album, I hear you're trying to find a new voice.
I'm trying to look. Anytime, I think best way I can do something for you like this is with any artist, love.
Okay.
Any artist is trying to always create something different, you know, a new buzz, a new hook that is going to grab people. And sometimes it has to do with your own love life. Sometimes it has to do with the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to be one of the most entertaining singers in the world.
Mm.
That's what I want. That's the most important thing.
What's
the secret
to that?
If I can travel the world, what?
What's the secret to being an entertaining singer? What's your trick?
I think you got to strike a chord. You have to strike a chord with the audience.
Right.
Like when I go on stage and I'm looking in the first three rows and I see people's faces and I see they got a glint in their eye, you know? If you see them and they're looking away and checking their watch, that wouldn't be a very good day, would it?
No.
Right? I mean, the important thing is connection, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it?
That's what you really want to make sure you do. You want to just look at it. So I check out the first two or three rows, and if they're looking like they're maybe not engaged, I say, well, these bollocks down the front row, why don't you pick up the pace a little bit, you know, give them a little something.
Yeah.
And that's it. But I feel I have been successful in doing that for a number of years now. I really do. And the important thing is always pay attention to your...
What happened?
I just smashed my finger out at her. Oh, God. Bollocks, I think I broke it.
Oh, you broke your finger.
I smashed on the table for emphasis. I think I broke my fingernail at least.
Do you see bone?
Oh, that's gonna be a big blue bruise.
Mm. We'll get you a glove, a mitt or something you can wear.
Oh, Tanner, that is f***ing marble. Sweet God, Jesus Christ.
No give.
Morty, I didn't want to do any more interviews from over here. Come on now, leave me alone.
Your music. If you can fight through the pain.
Back to the music.
Your music is evolved.
Hold the phone with the other
Jesus
hand.
Jesus Christ, this finger gets dead and now it's hurting so bad. Yes. Yes, love.
Yeah,
which one are you, Rob or Oscar?
Oscar, big fan, big fan.
Oscar! Yes. Yay, what
the iteration,
can I do for you, love?
Your albums, your music has evolved with your audience.
Yes.
Music has changed a lot in the last 5 years.
Yes.
Yeah, it has, love.
Do you ever... As you just mentioned, you want to do this for the fans. Do you ever write directly for the Times?
Oh, that's a great question. I think we got that British phone connection again.
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. Yeah, I think so. But it's so, Oscar, it's more personal than that, you know? It's more personal
than
that.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't just if he speaks to me and it's related to the Times, it's a difficult question.
Yeah.
I can't answer it that easily, you know. I'm a singer, right?
Yes.
I'm a writer, singer, performer.
Right.
I'm not a bloody fucking rocket scientist or anything like that.
What about this? This is a good question here. TikTok is driving the charts.
Oh, God. Don't get me started on that. You know, that it's just such a mess out there. Look, I have always adhered to one particular philosophy.
What's that?
All right? I don't think anybody can do what I do.
Really?
I don't think you just wake up in the morning, love, and just take your phone out and go, oh, I'm going to just lie this down and see what happens. And, you know, I don't care. You know, that made me a Kardashian, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That made me a bloody Kardashian.
Okay. So you don't think someone like a TikTok international star like Bella Porch, she could ever
Bella
be...
Bella Porch is a bloody slut.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, I got to tell you, know, I got to call Spidey Spidey. As far as I'm concerned, I got to let you know the way it really works in the world. The world is filled with untalented people who think they're talented. I, on the other hand, I got a talent that I send out to the world, and it gets people excited. That's the way it is. What you can't do is you can't doubt yourself. I hit my finger.
Oh, the finger.
Oh, my God. I don't know. My bones are getting so brittle. Now you've been so very brittle.
Well, you're getting older. You've been at this a while.
I've got brittle bones.
You do. Are you getting enough vitamins?
I have brittle bones.
You need to take a multivitamin, perhaps.
Yeah. What I need, if you see this finger, love, is I need a splint. I need to put a splint in there. I think I broke it. I think I got a bloody compound fracture.
Has the color changed?
It's a little red and iron gray. It looks like after I get talking to you, I'll take one of me ice buckets shove
Morty
it in there.
Should bring you something cold to put
Adele,
on.
No, I got ice buckets. I love my collectum, love. Adele, I do. I got ice buckets.
We ask all our guests this. Yeah. If you indulge us. Are you an iPhone or Android lady?
Oh, iPhone.
Yeah.
Makes my creative process all easier, you know?
Yes.
And makes my creative process is so much easier with the iPhone. The Android's just a little more cumbersome. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just a wee bit more cumbersome, but that's all right. I had one for maybe about 2 weeks. They sent me a freebie, you know, because I'm a star.
Yeah.
And they sent that along. I said, this f***ing thing doesn't do crap. I swear to God, get me that Apple. Get me the Apple again. I can't work on this, Morty. I can't do it. I really can't.
Now, are you bitter the fact that there is a new Bond movie allegedly coming out in a week or so, and you were not asked back to sing the theme?
Because
you
did the theme asked Skyfall. Back, love. What kind of question is that? We've been smoking herb. I swear to God, nobody does that. You do one and gone. On and done. That's the way it works.
Bassie did twice.
Oh, Shirley Bassey, you're going to go back that way, isn't it? Okay, that's great. Yeah, Shirley Bassey. A fat Shirley Bassey did it a million years ago.
So I'm saying
this is 2021, love, for Christ's sake. I'm going to terminate this interview.
No, you're no Shirley Bassey. That's all I'm saying.
I'm no Shirley Bassey. I swear to God, I'll come right through that TV.
Shirley Bassey, great singer. 10 functional fingers?
10 functional fingers, but she didn't smash it on this marble.
On the what?
This marble.
Oh, the marble.
I'm sitting in front of my kitchen counter on the marble, and I hit it on the marble. If it was wood, I wouldn't have broken it, wouldn't it? I gotta go.
Yeah. That's Adele, everybody.
Congratulations. Thanks
so
much.
New music dropping next week. Thank you, Adele.
That.
We appreciate it.
I gotta go take it.
Bye. Oh, no, Adele. Well, I didn't think that would end quite
what
that way,
moment.
But very exciting.
I'm sorry, I was just in the bathroom.
You just
missed
Adele.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't.
International
did
music star Adele.
Yeah.
How extremely important and exciting. It's great to be on top of these things. We got to take a break. When we come back, oh my God, I got so many things. Grilled cheese or an Oscar homeless story. I know what I'm going to pick. We'll be right back, everybody.
He wants candy.
Shannon.
Thanks, Paige.
I like
Dexter.
Well, we should have something sweet.
She loves candy.
Airheads. They're sour. Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored ones.
Sweet Tarts.
Nerds. Black Licorice.
Shannon.
Good and Plenty. Chocolate.
A Hershey bar.
Peanut butter cup.
Mary Jane's.
Watermelon.
Bit of I ate all of my favorite candies.
Don't worry, Peach. You can stock up on all your favorites through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Might want to turn the microphone. Lots of things going on the show today. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes.
If you bought the dip on Bitcoin, now $54,000. Pretty
really?
Crazy.
Wow.
I just got an alert.
I just got an alert.
You making anything out of that? You bought a piece, didn't you?
Because this dummy sold his sliver before it started pumping back up.
You got out?
Don't listen to me. Yeah. Don't listen to me, people. God.
Yeah, I got an alert too. Morty from the Adele organization says thank you.
Oh, wonderful. I hope she enjoyed it.
Yes, she did.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, do you constantly turn up the TV? Do you need closed captioning when you stream a TV show? I do.
Yeah.
Forget about it. All you need is the MD hearing aid. MD hearing aid is an FDA-registered rechargeable hearing aid that costs a fraction of what typical hearing aids cost. Their Volt Plus model are just $299.99 each when you buy a pair. Rechargeable, water-resistant, and no prescription or doctor's appointment needed. You buy it directly from them with audiologists and licensed hearing specialists available 7 days a week. MD hearing aid offers a 45-day risk-free trial with a 100% money money-back guarantee, so you can buy with confidence. Walter W. says that MD hearing aids are just as good as his $4,000 hearing aids, and I can't wait to get mine.
Yours are on the way, Mike. The end of this week, you'll have
them. I'm so excited. I really am. I can't wait to tell everybody about it. It's time to reclaim your life from hearing loss. Go to mdhearingaid.com and use promo code TMOS to get their buy one, get one, $299.99 each offer. Plus, they are adding a free extra charging case. That's $100 value just for our listeners. So head to mdhearingaid.com and use our promo code TMOS or call them at 833-773-1149. Let me say that louder. 833-773-1149.
Little joke. Oscar, I've had this. Quick sidebar. Yeah,
go ahead. Another sidebar.
Was at a dinner about a month ago.
Okay.
And this gentleman said, Ethereum is the future. And he broke everything down. A blockchain, decentralized. Right. System.
Should we add blockchain to our list?
Yeah, it was big, like a beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, like that conversation. And I was like, oh, this guy's a multi-hundred millionaire. I'm sure he's, and I mental note, I was like, I should invest in Ethereum again, get back into it.
Right.
A month ago, it was $2,700. Right now, it's $3,500. Did I remember to buy?
Too much volatility.
No.
Too much volatility. Don't beat yourself up like that.
My entire life is volatility. This is where I should be.
His entire life, Mike.
Speaking of
volatility. Oscar, all I know is that at the very end, right before, we have a little pre-show meeting, right at the end. I mean, we're going a mile a minute. We're running a little bit late. Oscar says, I have another homeless
story. This is homeless shenanigans in the city.
Now, before you've had contact, a man pantsless,
No big deal now. I'll take that all day.
Oscar in the City, Mike, is
a regular feature. I haven't even brought it up because I've seen no less than four or five other pantsless homeless men, probably the same guy, just walking around the city. No big deal.
Right. Yeah, but two of them were interviewing for jobs.
Now that in October, there are more people coming back, the population density kind of hides this this sad part of any city. Right. A little better than they used in the past.
And also, Mike, as the weather gets cooler, a lot of them go homeless up north.
And there's a big movement right now to break up the encampments across the city. I don't know if you have this where you live, Mike, but any big city has encampments in every major metropolitan area.
Yeah. Seattle being one of the most stunning.
LA has them.
LA. It's been, you know, it's the look. If you don't think this is the, you know, pre-French Revolution America. Look, folks, we have the haves getting more and the have-nots getting less.
Correct.
And that's just that's what happens.
At the E Street Expressway, I think it's at 19th and E. Correct. There's a village.
In Washington, D.C.
Yeah, there is a village here.
Right before Georgetown, they just broke it up.
Oh, good. Now, I mean, not good, but I mean, that's what's happening.
No, they're finding, it's because people are getting vaccinated and we can finally get the homeless back into permanent or structures or shelters that can help bridge the gap to real homes. The city's moving in that direction and they're having, you know, a bumpy road like every city is, but it's happening. This is a story of more shenanigans than sadness. 10:30 p.m.
I walk
over to Rob Ford, who's diligently working here at Podville Media. I say, hey man, McDonald's is still open, I think. Should we make a run? He goes, dude, McDonald's would put me in a coma right now. I can't do it. I said, fine. Better off. If Rob Ford's saying no to the Golden Arches, I'm going to walk to Wawa and get a Red Bull. I'm fine.
This is like a surrealistic painting.
Yeah.
I have to stop you. I get a lot of emails about you and those energy drinks.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that later. So I'm on my way. I go there. And outside, it's a little late in the city, 10:30, not too late, but for what, a Tuesday night?
Yeah.
A little late. Gentleman's outside, and he's like, and the dollar situation doesn't even bother me anymore because I don't have cash on me. I just say no cash when somebody asks for something. But what I always do when I'm walking into a store, there'll be 7-Eleven, Wawa, whatever in the city, I get them a beverage, sometimes a Gatorade, sometimes a water, when I'm walking out with what I got, right?
It's nice.
And my move is
very cool.
To walk out, drop a water, drop a Gatorade, but just kind of toss it over. Okay. Like, here you go, man. No cash. Sorry, but I got you this.
You don't need any intimate contact that way. Yeah,
well, no, it's not even about being intimate. It's about just being casual about it, not making it a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah, because you understand that if he does linger,
then we engage in a long conversation.
That's not what he wants to do. He wants to get back to work.
I want to move on.
He has to get back to Rob Ford.
So I literally toss this over like I've done a zillion times with no problems.
What do you mean toss?
Like, just like a toss. Like, if I was going to toss my phone to Rob, and just for you on camera, like, I toss it over.
Right. And I keep it.
But a, you know, one of a 16-ounce Gatorade is a little heavier than your phone. Just saying. Go ahead.
12-ounce water.
Okay.
We have a supply chain problem. That's all I could get. Right.
But you're not like sidearming it.
No, no.
Not you shooting like a Dan Quisenberry over
and this gentleman.
Dan Quisenberry. Way to give it like a 50-year-old reference to
but
a pitcher.
But he is a sidearm pitcher.
Yeah. A submariner, I think.
Yeah.
I toss it over. And this gentleman,
yes,
like, well, I'm expecting a catch. Thank you. Moving on with my night. This gentleman stares at the bottle as it's coming to him, and it strikes him straight in the forehead.
Oh no!
That's not funny. Oh, God. Oscar.
And he looks at me and says, oh, snap.
He said, oh, snap?
He said, oh, snap. You just threw that at my forehead. And falls down, like, basically flops like you do in soccer, in any Major League Soccer, international soccer game.
A scene is a brewing.
Into the outdoor furniture at Wawa, where he proceeds to knock over 3 chairs and an umbrella.
Oh, no.
At this point, there are 2 things you can do.
Yes.
Either stay and help or run.
Yes.
I am not proud of the following.
I'm fine with it. Go ahead.
I had in my hand a Red Bull.
Right?
I dropped my Red Bull on the floor like a little kid because I was in shock of what just transpired.
Sure.
And I ran.
So you not only ran, but you dropped your drink and then ran.
Like a little kid, ran. And I
just
heard,
but you're not running because you've committed a crime. You're running because you don't want the hassle.
I don't.
At 10:30 at night, you don't want to deal with the scene.
I don't need this. There was a big commotion.
Hey,
and at
are
night,
you thirsty?
At night in the city, yes. This can turn into a thing.
Yeah, I don't want it to be a thing.
And I hear as I'm running away, police!
Oh,
police!
No.
So he's just causing a scene.
Oh, my God. I don't even look back because I get to my building, which is at the other side, of the other corner of the block.
Yeah, block away.
I still hear a ruckus.
Oh,
and I
no,
get
he's
it.
Still screaming. Were there other people outside of the Wawa?
If there was, I wouldn't know because I was fixated on this guy.
Do you
when
think
you, when you I'm hold sorry, on Mike. When you tossed your beverage to him, your
yes.
water?
Yes.
Did you see whether there was a group or was it
there
just
there were
this guy?
Some people in my peripheral, right?
Okay.
But all once right. he started knocking over chairs and umbrellas, and
hell,
it was a fight or flight response.
Right.
Maybe pre-pandemic Oscar would have sat there and been built for $20 and saying, I'm sorry, or whatever was going to happen.
Right.
Post-pandemic, big city Oscar runs.
Do you think there's a chance it was something of a mild setup where he makes a scene to...
If he would have caught that bottle...
Because you know what?
And it wouldn't have hit him in the forehead... And then the oh snap, and then the tumble bumble.
Did he even make an attempt to catch it? Because if someone tosses something at you,
well,
unless you're trying not to.
I want to get into the specifics of that because you know what? I'm thinking trajectory, Oscar and Rob.
Yeah.
I'm thinking with trajectory of a toss, the trajectory of a toss is always an arc.
You got to be.
All right. Having watched the playoff between the Red Sox and the Yankees last night, you know, it seems to me that Oscar was maybe throwing a little high cheese out there. You know what I mean?
Coming
that it wasn't
off,
really a changeup.
Let me show this guy what I got.
But also
for a forehead connection is, you know, you're getting up to his height.
A tall man.
Did he make any attempt to catch it or did he just stand still?
This is what I remember. I remember tossing it over when I thought it was an effective toss.
Okay. All
and
right.
saying, no cash, got you this. That's my line when I walk out. And then his hands kind of moved.
Okay.
And then doink on the forehead. Oh, snap. You hit me. You struck my forehead. And then a slow arcing motion of both arms where I saw now he was going to flop and cause some sort of insurance scam.
See, this is my take on this, Mike. I think that when the bottle was in the air, he had this notion that if this hits me, it's a payday.
I don't think it was.
Think
that
he walked into the bottle.
I don't think it was that nefarious.
I think when he got hit, he says, "Let's
once
make
he got
this
struck." There was a pause, and if there was Wawa footage, I'd love to see it because there was a pause.
That's
and
the
then
pause
the flop.
Where he made the decision that he
you know,
was going to
get. It's
funny
that you're already thinking about the camera evidence of the assault.
There has to be that patio is always jammed. Mm-hmm.
The
always.
Man assaulted me with a water bottle.
Yeah,
you know that's.
And then I walk into the wonderful security guard. I said, "If the police come, I'm on the fourth floor." Nothing happened. And she said, "What do you mean?" She goes, I couldn't even explain it right now. I'm just letting you know. If they come follow, I will explain everything."
He is such an international man of mystery. If the
he
police
is an international
come,
man of, but no, he's paranoid, as I would be too, because he's a law-abiding citizen.
Sure.
And would, now, will this affect your trip to, because I'm sure you have multiple visits to
I
this
went
Wawa.
There this morning.
Oh, you went back. Okay.
I like to face my demons.
Yes. Face the music.
That's
face
the music. Not the case with your father.
No,
just
no, no,
Wawa.
No. God bless him.
Did they up the chairs and is the umbrella back in place?
Everything's back where it was.
Mike, like it never happened.
Were there any folks standing outside the Wawa this morning?
Oh, yeah. But not,
10 police
not,
officers.
Not like a crime scene. This Wawa, for further background,
was there
I have seen people snort coke off the Wawa. Steel tables during the pandemic. I have seen people sit there with 40s with just have a 40 party there, whether they're homeless or not. I don't know. It is a gathering place, especially leaving the bars.
Yeah. Is there a chalk outline on the on the sidewalk?
I've never struck a man trying to be like a nice guy.
Yeah.
I know. I know. Well, the moral of the story would be to hand it to
yeah,
him.
Hand it.
Yes. Yeah, from do a reach, do a power reach.
Yes, no more talks.
But hand it to
actually, the moral of the story is go to 7-Eleven. It's closer, and there's no seating out front.
Is there a 7-Eleven closer?
Yeah, there is, right across.
Yeah, but Wawa's so superior. Yeah.
I know, right? I know. But right? What? Look at the.
Are you
hell
a Wawa fan, Rob Spiewak? Are you a Wawa
it's
fan?
It's too far for him.
No, I don't usually do any marketing when I'm in the city. But we don't have a Wawa in my hometown, so I don't know. I'm familiar with Wawa though.
Wawa
from road
trip. Mrs.
A fantastic.
Mrs. O'Mara is a huge fan of the sandwiches.
It's the gem
at Wawa.
Of the convenience store.
It is. It's the Cadillac.
It is. It's been there, and of course, it's also the most distasteful Helen Keller joke you'll ever hear.
We do know that.
So I probably shouldn't tell it.
No, but it's funny that Oscar assaulted the man.
What's Helen Keller's favorite convenience store?
What, Mike?
Let me guess.
Wawa.
Ah, yes. The classics.
Oscar assaulted the man with a bottle of what he bought at the store named what was in the bottle. Wawa. It was a bottle of Wawa.
For any little kid.
Yeah, that's
right.
It. Boom.
I had some Wawa.
Outside of the Wawa, man was attacked with Wawa. Thank you very much.
Snap. Oh, snap. Well,
you'll have to do a late night recon scene, but he's still there. That's him. We'll take a break.
Get the umbrella.
So sad.
Digital dumpster. And more fun and more thrills coming up right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. That's the real courage if you go over there about 10:30 again.
Courage.
You know, it'd be very, very exciting. You know?
Keep your posted.
Get him, boys. We'll be right back.
Hi again. It's me, Rachel Riddell. My twin sister Sammy and I recorded a promo a while back asking for your help in paying off our father Twitch's gambling debt with Mike so we could get our daddy back. You responded big time, and thank you, I guess. You see, Mike got paid off, and now Dad is home all the time. And well, frankly, he's driving us nuts. You know how he is on the promos? Yeah, he's like that around the house all the time.
Ugh, man, that's sour. Smell that.
See what I mean? So, I have an idea. Baking those fruitcakes every year takes of weeks of his time. Please plan to buy them. If you normally buy one, buy three. Just get him out of the house.
Wait, what's the movie with that guy who has the little dog?
Ugh, order it like my life depended on it. I am begging you.
Hey, do these socks match my underwear?
Oh my God, Dad.
Oh, he's funny, man. I love that. Here's a thought to sleep on. Establishing a consistent bedtime and wake time routine is key because quality sleep helps boost energy, recovery, and well-being. Do you want even better sleep? Sleepers who routinely use their Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed features and Sleep IQ technology get almost 100 hours more proven quality sleep per year. All I know is I never sleep as good as I do when I'm at home in my Sleep Number bed. Even after a Red Sox-Yankee one-off playoff game for the wild card, I sleep like a baby.
Baby.
A little bitty baby. Remember, people who get enough quality sleep have more energy, better muscle mass, and improved muscle memory. And good quality sleep positively affects emotional well-being. For a greater sense of calm, happiness, and balance, REM sleep is essential for many of the brain's cognitive functions. Since most of it happens during the second half of the night, it's important to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep. So be like me, get a Sleep Number bed. I wouldn't sleep on anything else. A great day starts the night before. Now, as I've told you, my Sleep Number is a 70. That's my setting. Carla is at a 65. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Special offers now available for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Let's open up the dumpster. See who's in there. Always like to decide who's there. Oh, look at that.
Gail Gordon speaking. What's that you're selling?
Yes, sir.
Mike, it's television superstar Gail Gordon.
It's official. We'll be changing this.
No.
We'll be changing
it. No, Mike, I try to keep it mixed up. Gail Gordon is great. That's a time lock vault, Ms. Carmichael.
Ruined it.
No, you ruined it.
We'll have to change some things.
Mike, we've had some. I mean, think of all the great people that are living in the dumpster.
Look, your ability to manufacture sounds, think in terms of the Mark Riddell model. Yeah. Of creating
content.
Don't
do your best. Do Mark's best.
Okay. And as always,
we'll shake it up. As always,
thanks for everybody's support.
There you go.
When I have to come up with a greeting of a dead person every day, Mike, I got news for you. They're mostly dead. I'm sorry. That's right.
They've been wonderful.
The dumpster, she is getting full. But yes, I just want you to know that
she's full of dead bodies. It's time to, and she's starting to stink.
Yes. Well, when they clean the grease trap.
On me. I'm going to put it all on me. I will put the sounds on you when you create our new thing. I will have a new name and a new concept.
Yes.
Okay.
For this segment, that's not going to change. I like hearing your stuff.
Yeah. Right.
And you know, it'll be really spectacular.
Mike, as people return to the workforce, we are really sort of dealing
for a refresh.
We're dealing with corporate speak, and I hate it. I hate corporate speak. I just like when people talk plain. Yeah. But what if people that were in the dating world talked like they were in the corporate environment?
Hey, yo, Natalie. From accounting?
Hi, do I know you?
Chad, from sales. Not to be like weird or anything, but you've low-key been an action item on my list for a while now, and I was wondering if maybe like you could get a line sometime, maybe sync up.
Oh my gosh, I'm flattered. I just don't really have the bandwidth right now. I'm about to pivot back to HQ.
Yeah, no, for sure. Totally not best practices by me, you know, a lot of moving parts.
No, I really do appreciate you reaching out. Just a lot of roadblocks at the moment. What if we put a pin in this and circle back next week?
Yeah, we could totally punt this next week, if you have capacity.
I can make Tuesday work. Then we can touch base. Maybe even drill down.
Was that like an innuendo or something? Because I would love to unpack your pain points.
I'm looking for kind of an all-in-one product. Something that can scale with me.
Well, that's good news because I'm agile.
Great. I look forward to ideating.
I look forward to ideating.
We'll put a pin in it.
Yeah,
circle back.
Push it back till next week.
So true.
All right, put a pin in it. This is a great era for TikTok. And also TikTok, I think one of the things that people do is if you look like someone famous, you post on TikTok, hey, I look like this famous guy. And as a rule, it's kind of fun, right? If you look like someone famous, unless
I would think it'd be delightful to watch as well as to create, I guess, if you're the person that looks like someone.
This guy looks just like his celebrity doppelganger, which is quite unfortunate that it's Brian Laundry.
I was at a bar with some friends, and a bunch of people kept coming up to me and asking if I was Brian Laundry. Some seemed to be joking about it, and some were very serious. And I was like, I have no idea who you're talking about. And then someone showed me a picture, and I was like, oh, no. So I left pretty shortly after that, and on my way out, at least 3 more people asked me, including one off-duty police officer.
And the good thing is he presents himself as an intellectual, just as Brian Laundry does.
Looks just like
that
him.
That is just so overwhelming.
What do you do?
Yeah.
You shave your hair off your face and head.
And your eyebrows.
You shave. Yeah.
But really, that would be even more suspicious, maybe. Well, maybe Brian Laundry's already done that.
Doesn't he? Look, the guy, this alleged killer, already looks plain.
Well, and he's got, the only way he gets away, he's going to have to add the wig. So he's going to have to put some hair on. He's got a shaved head to start with. He had early balding. Mm-hmm, that's what he looked like to me. Mm-hmm. So the facial hair doesn't change much of anything.
Like a girlish wig?
You know, I saw the mom and dad coming out of a store, and I got to believe it's all the mom.
You think?
It looked to me like it was all the mom. Mm. Yeah, she just had a demeanor about her where, you know, just despicable. Just despicable.
First name Karen.
Do you think she's an aggressive dishwasher?
You'd have to ask her, Rob.
Yeah, we will. And we will. We'll look into it.
I appreciate that.
It's been almost 4 years since my stepfather passed away, and he was an avid guitarist. And one of the things we found when we were going through his stuff, he was addicted to pedals, effects pedals for his guitar. And, you know, you can use them for anything. Echo, change the pitch.
There's
pedals that make your guitar sound like a trumpet. But now they've come out with a pedal for your guitar where you can play farts on your guitar.
Mm.
Now, it's not... You can't like play a musical fart, but it does sample farts. So when you select the pedal, you can do this with your guitar.
Good quality.
Yeah, not bad.
Crisp.
Oh, no. This will be nice.
I just wish we had Dave back for that.
Wish I had that pedal.
And let us close with this. It dropped on Netflix yesterday, Dave Chappelle's new stand-up special. It is called The Closer, and he opens with the fact that he had COVID. Mm-hmm. And this is his take on COVID, so we close with Mr. Dave Chappelle.
I don't want you to worry about me. I'm vaccinated. I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I walk in the doctor like, give me the third best option. I'll have what the homeless people are having. And I know you probably heard on the news, I did get coronavirus. They make you quarantine. I had to quarantine for 10 days at least. Is he gonna have to stay in the room? I didn't go nowhere. Because the whole time when you get coronavirus, at least the first 5 days, you wait, see how sick you're gonna get. And it turns out, and this is true, I didn't get sick at all. Not a cough, not a booger, not a fever, nothing. Look at me. I am the Magic Johnson of coronavirus.
That is your digital dumpster. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Our thanks to our talking head. It was great talking to Eric Ford. We appreciate him coming on. If you would like to be a TMOS talking head, you send your information to rob2bs@mikeomarashow.com, and we can chat with you.
Please.
We do it every single week on the show, and we love talking to our listeners like that. It's been a wonderful element on the show. So congratulations to the Boston Red Sox, and I guess for that announcer that did a terrible job on ESPN, I'll maybe rave out on him at a later date, but now it's going to Fox.
Maybe, so, well, he might show up during the playoffs. You never can tell.
Playoffs? and of course, our thanks to Adele as well. We've got to take a little powder, and we'll come back with a brand new episode tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, radio entertainment.
You think that's funny? It's not funny.
What size gift will get me entry to her vagina?
Let me just close this conversation by saying you are one unique individual.